The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
Our client support call tonight. My name is Jan Paxson. I'm a registered nurse, and tonight I'm going solo. We usually have a doctor on the line with us, but we weren't able to have one tonight, so I hope you guys will bear with me. We used to do this all the time by ourselves, us nurses, so we'll just kind of go back to the good old days and do it that way. So, I see Miriam Kahn, one of my nursing pals, is on with us, so that's great. Yeah, you can jump in anytime, Miriam. So, anyway, I am also a certified OPTAVIA health coach, and I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and will last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be interactive, where you can ask questions and get answers right away from healthcare professionals. Keep in mind that we'll do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal healthcare provider, as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you are taking medications or have had any medical considerations. We will start out tonight by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us, and then I will share a quick, neat, new program that just rolled out to all of us at National Convention last weekend. And I'm so excited to tell you about that. And then after that, we'll get right to the question and answer portion of our call. So let's go ahead and get started. We'll listen from a few of you just to come on the line and say hello. Be sure you star six your phone to be able to have your line open. And then when you're finished talking, just go ahead and star six again so we can keep the line clear. So here we go. Who's out there tonight?
Hi, it's David from Des Moines.
Hey, David. Welcome.
Greetings. Thank you. Hi, Jan. So this is not a Q&A time. This is not a question time, or what am I supposed to do?
Just right now, I would love if you just tell us if you've had an experience with the program and just kind of share that, and then be sure and circle back around after I do my little presentation part, and then you can ask your question then.
Okay. Well, all right.
Fantastic,
so I'm a certified
David.
Health coach, and I just love helping people. My wife and I are in the business together, and we're having the time of our life. We're in our mid-60s, and we wish we were 20 years younger. But we feel 20 years longer,
you
younger
still,
than my wife lost 50 pounds on top of this thing as well.
Wow. I was going to say, you feel 20 years younger, that's for sure. Wow.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you got that right.
I probably need to say that, you know, everybody varies. You know, your experience is one way, and we can't guarantee any of those things, but we just know that when the body gets balanced out, amazing things can happen, right? So congratulations to you and your darling wife, and wow, you really took the bull by the horns there with your help. That is fantastic, David. Thank you for sharing.
All right, I'll mute and I'll come back with my question later. Thank you.
Okay, great. All righty, who else is out
there? Hi, Jan.
Hey.
Hi, Jan. This is Lisa Nielsen.
Hi, Lisa.
Health coach. Certified health coach with OPTAVIA.
And tell them
I have lost 90 pounds. I've lost 90 pounds, and I feel wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Since I have done that, I felt like I wanted to pay it forward, so I signed on to be an OPTAVIA health coach, and it just makes my day to see people get their life back, be able to hike and walk and smile again, and it just makes me tear up every time I think about it. Such an amazing program.
It is such an amazing program, and I am fortunate enough to know that you, I followed your story all along because your coach is one of my clients. And so we're part of the same team.
Right.
Well, we're all part of the same team, right? Everyone. But Lisa is part of my particular group, and I love her. And thank you for sharing, Lisa.
I love you too, Jan.
Thank you. Oh, so cool. Okay, who else is out there?
Hi, Jan. It's Debbie Cheney from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, hi, Debbie. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be on with you. When I saw that you were hosting, I said, well, I just have to get on live with Miss Jan. So.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here. Share your story.
So back in 2011, over 7 years ago, I lost 70 pounds, and I was pre-diabetic as well, and I had high cholesterol, and was headed towards cardiovascular disease, and I found this program, met my health coach, and 8 months later, I was 70 pounds lighter and no more diabetes and no more high cholesterol. And now I'm just living life and enjoying life and looking forward to dancing at all of my grandkids' weddings and paying it forward by being a certified health coach. And also just I want to say that I feel like I'm aging backwards for the last seven years. Like I feel younger now in my late 50s than I did in my early 30s. So, yeah.
Oh, man. That is fantastic. Isn't that awesome? I mean, you couldn't help yourself. You had to help a few people or a lot of people because
That's
of how
right.
great you feel.
Yeah, you just can't keep this to yourself. It's too difficult. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. I'm so happy that you're just loving life. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Debbie.
Thank you, Jan. I look forward to seeing you in November.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah.
That'll be so
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Hi,
Jan.
Coming to you. Hi.
Hi, Jan. This is Stacy Phillips. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Calling in from Gilbert, Arizona, and wanted to just share a little bit of my story and, you know, thank you guys for doing what you do every Wednesday. So I am also a certified health coach as well, but, you know, I've been overweight my whole life since I was in Weight Watchers in second grade. And, you know, I always kind of struggled in a big way to figure out why my body, you know, did what it did. I didn't think I ate a whole lot and, you know, no more than my sister who never had a weight problem. And that led me to get my degree in nutrition and still not figure things out. And so, you know, what I've learned is that the program, you know, went on to lose 135 pounds. My husband's also a health coach, and, you know, we did it for my son. He's our assistant health coach. But, you know, it's just that ripple effect. You start with yourself and you move quickly on to your family. And then, you know, that's just your community and everybody gets blessed. But, you know, I have to say with my degree, and I'm also one class away from my master's degree in obesity prevention and management, but I have to say nothing I've learned in my classes, none of the textbooks, none of the professors, none of them have a solution. The mm-hmm. only thing that had a solution was OptaVia, was Dr. A's Habits of Health. I could throw out all my textbooks and my $80,000 education and just have that book and this community and this program and these tools and a coach, and like there's just nothing like it. And so to anybody, I say, you know, just dispense with all the other avenues and just go with what works, because I can say from a lot of experience that that this is it. You know, we have something special. So
wow,
that's it.
That is huge. That is so awesome, Stacy. Honestly, you know, coming from that background, I mean, it might be worth the education to have the ability to say that you've actually compared it all and you know where the truth is, and it's right here. And I feel the same way. You know, in nursing school, we learned food science, nutrition. We learned a lot about the body, but not about this. This is really about creating health, and that was more about managing disease states and serving people, but this is the real deal, and I'm so excited to hear you say that.
Good.
That's very
I'm
cool.
Glad to share my story. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much. Wow, that is big. So, guys, we better get started here. These stories were unreal tonight, just like powerful. And again, I just want to tell you that that's why OptaVia needs to sweep this earth. We just need to be able to educate people and help them understand how their bodies are designed and how we fuel and hydrate them properly. And when we find that balance, then the body, this amazing, amazing creation, can do what it's designed to do. And, you know, just awesome. So thank you, everyone, for sharing. And thanks for everyone else for being on. I get to share something so exciting that we learned about last weekend at the OptaVia National Convention. As always, our program is always developing something new, something that is needed to help make the experience that much better. And I think that, as you know, health coaches would share their experiences in coaching and what clients were going through, there was a clear need. And that was, sometimes as we're getting on program and getting going and increasing our water a little bit at a time and hydrating, you know, we are changing up someone's habits. A lot of times people do not hydrate correctly. They just don't get enough water, and they're drinking a lot of soda or, you know, other beverages that really don't hydrate the right way. So we now have something that will really help our clients hydrate, and it's called Purposeful Hydration. Maybe some of you have heard of it. And for those of you who have, we get to hear about it a little more. And for those of you who haven't, it's so exciting. One is called Start Strong. The second one is called Be Active, with a letter B, Be Active. And the last one is Replenish. And one purposeful drink is mixed with 16 ounces of water. And you can do however you want to with these, but drinking four of these each day is in perfect alignment with our recommendation to drink 64 ounces of water per day on program. So I don't know, you guys, you can blink at me. I can't see you, but if you've ever had a little struggle with just plain water, or if you have clients who've had a little struggle with plain water, you know, that's something we run into a lot. And we also run into, sometimes as someone's increasing their water, they'll need a little bit of electrolyte replacement. And you can do that with pickle spears or a little bit of chicken bouillon. But it's this is nice, because we will have an actual product that's all clean. It's clean, just like the fuelings, where we can have them add this to their water and they get that nice natural electrolyte replacement through OptaVia now. So Start Strong is in the morning, and the Be Active is in the middle of the day, and the Replenish is recommended in the evening. We've got a little bit of feedback. If someone could just check to see if they're muted, star 6, or just mute your phones, that would be awesome. So the nice thing about the Start Strong is it has the equivalent of vitamin C of 6 oranges. Okay. Now we've got somebody needing to mute. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so Start Strong has the equivalent of 6 oranges, the vitamin C in 6 oranges, and that is just an immune booster in the morning. And it's a light orange flavor. It's just really good. And then the middle of the day one is Be Active, and it's got all kinds of good B vitamin boosts in it to just help you during the active part of the day. And then, like I said, the Replenish in the evening is the electrolyte. And there's two reasons for these products. Each purposeful hydration product, the first purpose is to cue you when it's time to hydrate. So, you know, morning, midday, and night. And then the second purpose is to hydrate you through the day. So there's a reason why you're hydrating, and it also kind of cues you. So it's just awesome. I think that this will really, really help our program be a little bit more well-rounded and serve those who struggle. I know I have one of my children is not a water drinker, and she really struggles to get water in, so she's always buying Propel packets and all kinds of things from the grocery store to try to flavor her water. And those things are okay, but they aren't as clean and as good as what these are. And so anyway, and they're not, these are $39 for a 30-day supply, and they come in little packets. The Optavia Purposeful Hydration packets, they're not that expensive, and they come right with your food, so you don't have to go out after things to add to your water. So anyways, next week, Jennifer Christman from Nutrition Support, she will be doing our Habits of Health webinar all about the details of purposeful hydration and some of the reasons why they chose this for Optavia to really dive into, and all of the extra details that I haven't gone over. So be sure you schedule that out to listen or watch the webinar next week. So anyway, I am open now for questions. If you guys want to *6 your phone and ask the question, I will do my very best to give you an answer.
Hi, this is David.
Okay. Hello.
Okay. I think I heard David first, and then the other gentleman will come in second. So go ahead, David.
Thank you. I've been a coach for a year and a half, and I keep running into this, and I would love to hear how you answer it. So it boils down to people's addiction to soft drinks. So I have to get my Diet Coke or my Diet Pepsi, and I said, well, no, you don't have to, but modified results, modified program, modified results. Well, I don't know why I keep that up. Okay, fine. Well, I have 2 glasses of wine every night before I go to bed, and I hear that that's good for you. All right, so they're starting the program. They have that objection. How do you answer that?
Okay, so, yeah, for the soft drinks part, I know that Dr. Anderson has said that you can have up to 3 diet sodas a day, like 12-ounce cans, which would be 36 ounces per day to start with. He understands that sometimes there is sort of an addiction to the diet soft drink with the caffeine in it. And it's tough for some people to just quit cold turkey. And sometimes it's not great for them to do that just because they can't, it's a lot to get used to all at once when they're starting program and trying to get off that, and they have terrible headaches and they just feel sick, and it's just tough. So what I typically do will say, you know, if you're drinking 64 ounces of it a day, we're going to back down. We're going to just take it down, like, you know, 8 to 12 ounces a day, and get you down to that 36-ounce mark. See if we can add in water as we're going. We're kind of backing off with the soda, adding in the water. Little micro changes over time make big results. So I don't really ask for them to go cold turkey. I just ease them into it. And they tend to do really well. And I've got people who still, they've had 1 or 2 diet sodas per day on plan. What I encourage them to do is maybe replace that with a little extra water. So if they're going to, you know, have 2 Diet Cokes, that's 24 ounces. So then, you know, if they're having 64 ounces, then they get to add in, you know, 24 more ounces of water. So they'd end up with a total of 88 ounces of water instead of just the 64 if they're having those 2 cans of Coke, Diet Coke. So then that just ups their water a little bit to help offset the you know, carbonation and everything that's in the soda, the sodium too. So I do that with those who are drinking the diet sodas, and that seems to work really well. And most of the time when their bodies get balanced out and they don't have insulin toxicity anymore, which is kind of a thing that happens when there's high levels of insulin in the body, or if they've been used to a lot of artificial sweeteners that sometimes taints your taste buds. Once that sort of settles down a little bit, they really oftentimes will say, it doesn't taste as good to me anymore. I really don't feel like I need it. I'm having energy of my own, and so I think I can let this go. And then it's not a big deal. They are happy to let it go. It comes from a place of intrinsic motivation where they want it, and I'm not trying to push it on them. The glass of wine thing, I just basically say what you said. I explain to them that, you know, there are 4 calories per gram of protein.
There are 4 calories per gram of carbohydrate. There are 9 calories per gram of fat, and there's 7 grams of calories per alcohol. So per gram of alcohol. So that's where we want to just educate them and realize that this alcohol is going to keep them from being able to burn fat. There's too many carbohydrates in it. Your body just won't be able to slip into a good fat burn with it. You'll always be feeling like you're half in, half out. It just won't work as well. So if you want the great results from this program, you know, maybe you could get a nice cup of herbal tea or something to that effect that's calming in the evening. Help them come up with some ideas that maybe could replace that. Even a warm cup of chicken bouillon or something like that could replace that glass of wine for a while, you know, for a minute while they're really getting their body in a healthy place. And then once they are through the transition and do that as we take them through that and follow it step by step, and then they get into their optimization phase, then absolutely, if they choose to have a glass of wine in the evening, that is no problem. You know, they could do that at that point. Does that help, David?
Thanks, Jan. Excellent response. Bottom line, you can have 3 diet sodas a day.
Right? Bottom line, you can. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
You just want to just up your water a little bit if you're going to have that much, and it's really better for you if you don't, but you can if you are, you know, if you have that challenge going on, you can have that.
Good job. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Okay, next.
Hi, Jan, this is Nate Polson. How are you?
Hi, nice to have you on.
Thanks, good to be here. That's good news about the Diet Coke. That makes me really happy. But my question is also about water. And I've been a coach for a couple of years. And I myself, when I lost the weight, I had this other clients have had, you know, similar drops. And the first couple of days, a lot of people say, well, it's probably just water weight. And I was wondering about that, because I always thought probably not, because we're drinking when I started. So is that surge or that big amount of weight that people lose often in the first couple of days, is that water weight, or what accounts for?
Okay, that's a great question. So yeah, actually, when we start program and we start increasing your water, when you increase water intake, it actually helps to flush extra water out of the tissues and the spaces in your body where you retain water. So there is a nice flush that happens. And what I like to say is, you know, who cares if it is water weight? It's weight, right? If it's 10 pounds and you're not carrying it anymore. But I think there is part of that that's where you're starting to burn that fat around day 3 or 4. There is some fat burning too. So I think it's a combination. But so incredibly well. But we just found some people who have medications that they are taking, they were drinking so much water, it was almost flushing their system to the point where their medications weren't absorbing and they weren't getting the benefit of it. And it's just probably a little safer for us now to say, you know, 64 ounces is the amount. So that's what we say. We, you know, most people don't even get that much. So we encourage them to work up slowly to that 64 ounces. And then if they can increase it and they want to increase it, it's certainly not going to be harmful for them as long as their doctors are cool with them drinking more water. So, yeah, I would say just there is a nice diuretic effect, which means the water weight from your body is flushing out. And it's just so good for your cells and for every vital organ system. Everything that our body does runs on water. So it's so good to get that fresh water in there and get all that nasty trapped water out. So, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Jan, can I add something? This is Stacey again as well. Just
please.
A quick addition to that. Yeah.
Yeah, please.
So,
go for it.
In addition to that and that wonderful flushing, you know, our body stores, the human body stores about 3 to 8 pounds of what's called glycogen, which is like it's a liquid carbohydrate. It's like sugar water. You think of hummingbird fluid, hummingbird feeders.
So that water is being separated. It's coming out of solution, basically. The carbohydrate's coming out of the solution. It's being used as energy. The water is being pushed through the system. And so when people say, you know, that first 1 or 2 days, people are losing 3 to 8 pounds, depending on what their body stores in their muscle and their liver. It's losing that, and that's what also people can think of with water weight, because the body has excess water. Now, you still have to drink water, and so because the body's going to flush out. That's why everyone runs to the bathroom so much the first 2 days, because the water, excess water that you are pushing through your system is now being shed, and your body gets rid of it because it doesn't have a use for all of that. And so that's what that is. And you don't know how many pounds you have. It's just not based on size of person. It's based on size of storage. So that first couple of days, yeah, technically it is water weight, but it's because your body's using up all that glycogen. And that takes up a lot of volume. If you have 3 to 8 pounds of anything in solution and now you don't anymore, that's a lot of volume gone. So like
yeah,
you said,
it's
gone, right? I just wanted to add
yes.
that.
Wow,
hello?
Stacey, that was such a good explanation. Thank you.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, that's
Nate,
awesome.
Did you...
Thank you. Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Nate. That was great to have you ask that question. That was great. Thank you, Stacey.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi. Yes,
Hi.
Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Mally, and I'm calling from Michigan. I would like to start this program. I heard wonderful things, but I have two questions. I had a problem with my immune system, and I'm doing now every month a treatment that's called IVIG. I'm sure you know what it is. Am I allowed to be on this program while I do the IVIG?
I'm not sure exactly what is in the IV solution. It sounds like it's just an IV solution that you're taking for your
It's for my immune system, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what is in there? Like, is there any kind of carbohydrate content to that or any type of
no clue.
Nutritional?
But I can
yeah, check. That would be, yeah, if you could check that and just see if there's any type of caloric content or carbohydrate content to the IV solution, that would be one thing we would want to check. If it's just nutrients and there, you know, if there isn't any sugars or any type of carbohydrate content, then it probably would be fine.
Okay, so I have another question. I am vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
so I know that sometime at night my coach told me that I can have a piece of chicken or a piece of fish. It will not work for me because I'm vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Any
mm-hmm.
other ideas that I can use?
Yeah. Yes, Optavia has a full vegetarian guide, which gives you all kinds of non-meat, non-fish options, as long as you're not vegan. Are you vegan or just vegetarian?
Just vegetarian.
Yeah, so there are some things like cottage cheeses or plain Greek yogurt, non-fat plain Greek yogurt, low-fat, and cheese, like cheese sticks, like the little string cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like the vegetable patties, things like that that are plant-based. There's a lot of things. You can use eggs as well. So there's some very good sources of protein that you can use even, you know, rather than having the meat and a fish.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, just ask your coach for you can find it online. If you look up Optavia Vegetarian Guide, you should be able to find it, but your coach can get it for you.
Perfect.
For
Thank
sure.
you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, good night. It's time. We should probably wrap things up tonight. We're so glad that you've been on with us. Just keep in mind that these calls happen every single Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and they happen right before the Habits of Health webinar, which is starting right now. So if you would like to hop over to the webinar, it's going to be amazing tonight. I've got the ID number for the Zoom room. Just go to zoom.us, like United States, click join a meeting, and the ID number is 113-312-513. I'll say that one more time. It's 113-312-513. And you can hop right in there and listen to it. We are
so happy that you joined us tonight. You've invested some time in your health, and that is what's so important. As we've found, there's a direct correlation to success with clients who really tap into the community and the education portion of this. So I really want to congratulate you all for being on here and investing a little bit of time in your night. Remember, in your health, rather, time in your health. Remember that the playback of tonight's call will be available within 48 hours on your coach's co-branded website, and you can also find it through iTunes podcast. If you go into podcast and you search Habits of Health, you will be able to find the recordings of so many wonderful presentations throughout DaVita. So everyone, enjoy your evening. Thank you so much for being here with us, and hopefully you'll hop right over to the webinar. Have a great night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.